Here's a wire from Wallace. With regard to the order of the Federal District Court for the Middle District of Alabama, providing a plan for the so-called march from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery, the Department of Public Safety of the State of Alabama advises me that the following personnel will be required in order to provide maximum security for the march. 6,171 men, 489 vehicles, 15 buses, not including support units. The state of Alabama has available 300 state troopers and approximately 150 officers of the Department of Conservation and Alcoholic Beverage Control Department for use in accordance with the order of the federal court. I respectfully request that the United States provide sufficient federal civil authorities or officers to provide for the safety and welfare. Federal civil authorities, now notice that thing. Provide safety and welfare says in and along the proposed march route, and to provide for the safety and the welfare of the marchers. Official to the Department of Public Safety of the State of Alabama are available to confer with your appropriate agency. The appropriate liaison officers being Captain W.B. Painter, Department of Public Safety, Montgomery, respectfully, George Wallace. Now, my statement was the questions raised by Selma March submitted to court in Montgomery. That court, with an Alabama judge sitting after hearing all evidence, including evidence involving protecting March, determined the march should be permitted and the marchers should be protected. Governor Wallace has at his disposal the Alabama State Troopers, also substantial elements of the National Guard, which he could call in state service. Now, he's sure as he would. Now, he's not doing that, you see.
Yeah.
He's welching on that. You don't think we ought to call him and ask him if he's welching on what he says earlier today? Nonetheless, if he feels that all his elements, his disposal, are inadequate to the protection of the marchers, I will provide such additional force may be necessary to ensure the safety and protection of those engaged in the march.
They call him and ask him whether he's welching. I suppose he's going to say no. He just wants to do it with civil authority. If you can't provide the civil authority, he'll reconsider it. That's what he'll say. Of course, his figure is perfectly ridiculous.
Well, my problem is I've got a reporter been sitting here since 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I just got ready to call him in. In comes his goddamn wire. We're getting every bad break we can get.
Yeah. I think I would answer that by saying I find it impossible to believe that the figures given by Governor Wallace bear any relationship whatsoever to the facts. Obviously, the United States does not have some 5,000 civil personnel, as Governor Wallace knows perfectly well, but he does have over 10,000 members of the Guard unit trained and equipped to serve this purpose.
And if he won't call them out, we will.
And if he's unable to maintain law, then we will.
All right, now put the girl on and take that sentence, and let's take that down now. Nonetheless, he feels all the elements, his supposedly inadequate protection marches, I will provide such additional force may be necessary to ensure the safety and protection of those engaged in the march. Then we would add, whatever you think of while she's getting on here,
the figure suggested is Governor Wallace.
Wait just a minute. Get on!
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
The figure suggested by Governor Wallace as personnel necessary for protection of the marchers.
Now be careful. If we don't have enough, a bunch get killed, and we're wrong when we don't get caught there. Figure suggests becoming all the personnel necessary
for protection of the marchers.
For
protection of the marchers.
Of the marchers. would appear to be
I want to say the federal government does not have civilian personnel
approaching
the figures suggested by Governor Wallace.
That's better, yeah.
The federal government does not have civilian personnel approaching the figures suggested by Governor Wallace. However, as stated, Governor Wallace
has at his disposal. Go ahead. Over 10,000 trained members of the National Guard.
Did you say Alabama National
Guard? Of the Alabama National Guard, which he could call into service. Period. Nonetheless, if he is unwilling or unable to provide the necessary protection,
for the people of his state.
For the people of his state. You want to say that a lot about Siders? For the people in his state?
Yeah, for the people in his state.
In his state. The federal government will do so.
If he's unable to, or unwilling to call up the guard.
To call up the guard and to maintain law and order.
For the people in Alabama.
For the people in Alabama.
I will call them up and support them with such and give them such support as may be necessary.
All right, that's all right.
Now read that, Marie.
All right. The federal government does not have civilian personnel approaching the figure suggested by Governor Wallace. However, as Governor Wallace has at his disposal over 10,000 trained members of the Alabama National Guard, which he could call into service, and then you said, nonetheless, if he is unwilling or unable to call the guard and to maintain law and order for the people in Alabama, I will call them up and give them such support as may be necessary.
I will call the guard up and give them all support that may be required. How the nonetheless doesn't make
nonetheless makes no sense.
No.
My word. Strike it out.
Read that out. Now then let's see how it would read. Where nonetheless, where you join it. Let's see.
All right. However, as Governor Wallace has at his disposal over 10,000 trained members of the Alabama National Guard, which he could call into service.
Strike the as at the first part of it.
That's all. Period. Then, however, Governor Wallace has at his disposal over 10,000 trained members of the Alabama National Guard, which he could call into service if he is unwilling.
Period.
If he is unwilling or unable to call up the guard and to maintain law and order for the people in Alabama, I will call the guard up and give them all the support that may be required.
All right. Thank you. Type it up right quick. Now, then that will be added to, if he feels that all the elements is in the protection work, and I will provide such additional forces. I'll cut that out.
You ought to cut that one out now, yeah.
Governor, at his disposal, should I say, short after Governor Wallace has his disposal, the Alabama State Troopers, and also substantially, I'll cut that out on Governor Wallace has his disposal, the Alabama State Troopers, and also substantial elements of the National Guard, which he can call into state service. That all ought to go out, ought it?
Yes, I think it should now.
Nonetheless, if he feels that all the elements his disposal are inadequate. All right, now, Marie, you still on?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me read. Here's the way it reads. The questions raised for the Selma Montgomery March were submitted to the court in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Court? With an Alabama judge sitting after hearing all the sitting after